Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Evan calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jennifer?
Yes.
All right. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I do want to apologize for yesterday. We had some technical issues here, but everything turned out to be okay. I also see that you did call back today. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. So basically, just to continue the conversation from yesterday, I was only calling because so on the website it still appears as Spanish.
And this is the web editor, or where does it appear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, web editor.
Okay, so it's just on the web editor. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me see again because I had already put in a request. It must have happened when. Okay, I see. It was republished. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
And this is only when you're on the website editor, right? Not when you're on, let's say, just Google Chrome or anything else? Just on...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, still it's appearing in English on my end. Give me one second here. Okay. Give me one more moment.
Yeah, no worries.
I do apologize for that. So I am asking my team to go ahead and check into it again, right? I was going to go ahead and do some changes on my end, but I don't want to do that because I also see, yeah, it's also showing in Spanish on my end now, so I believe they should be looking at it.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, no worries. And I do, let me take it. Okay, so now I got the business cards up and going. So yeah, as soon as that website editor could be changed, I do believe I'll be set to go to kind of make a bit more edits on the website as well.
Oh, yes, we can, remember, if you want to make a list of the changes, just let us know. You could actually email them in how you've been doing with the business card, right? And the logo.
Yeah.
And we'll have our team update them. But if you need to talk directly with our web design team, you can also set up an appointment with them. It just has to be maybe a day in advance, for example, okay?
You said that would have to be for the website editors?
If you want to speak directly with our web design team, yes, you can speak with them directly, and you can even set up an appointment with them. For the actual issue with the web editor, they should be taking a look at it. And it should be fixed fairly quick, okay?
Okay. And then for the website editors, would it be around the same time? Like, because I imagine that they also get off at 4 too, right?
That is correct. So it's all Pacific time, right? So, for example, if you wanted to set up an appointment, let's say, and this is just, you know, just a scenario, I guess you could say, for tomorrow, right, we actually do have openings. So, for example, I could go ahead and set it up as early as 8 a.m. Pacific time, which should be around 11 a.m. your time. So it's basically a 3-hour difference.
Got it. Okay. All right. I will definitely think on that one a bit more. And then, so should I give them like 24 hours to kind of see if they were able to fix it tomorrow?
So for the web editor, yes, I would give them about 24 hours. They just replied and they're currently checking as we speak, right? So if you want to wait maybe a minute or two, if not, I could return your call tomorrow and let you know that it's been updated. Other than that, you'll be able to see the changes, of course, on the web editor if they were successful.
Sounds great. And then now for the Facebook ads. Okay, so now the Facebook ads, are those running at the moment or no?
I believe they are. Let me go ahead and double check. It's a simple check by logging in here to your client dashboard. Okay. Yes, so they're currently live.
Okay,
yes.
And then as far as for the Google Verified as well, that mainly had something to do with getting the Facebook ads live too, right? Is that right?
For the Google Verified? Okay, so for the Google Verified, you're talking about when we verify the Google Business Profile, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, because there's a program called Google Verified, so I just wanted to make sure. So the Google Business Profile, it is live, but it wasn't attached to the actual Facebook. For example, the Facebook ads, they normally take about 5 days to begin after the initial payment, right? So they're definitely up, and it would be separate. For example, if there is any issues with Google, it should not affect your actual Facebook account, okay?
Okay, and so then for the Facebook ads, you guys work on that, right? Am I able to see what is being posted, or how does that one work?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you actually asked. So all you have to do is simply log into the client dashboard. That's the only way that you'll be able to see them because when on Facebook itself, right, they're targeting your clients, right, or customers. So for you to see what we're posting, and you just log into the client dashboard here and just click on Facebook ads, there's already one like on the newest Facebook ads that we did for you.
Okay, great. And then for moving forward, as far as like the picture pictures and stuff goes, are you guys able to like kind of edit in that we are Google verified?
That the account is the Google Business Profile is verified?
Mm-hmm. Or like we are Google verified. Like I noticed some listings on certain ads always have like at the bottom that like we are Google verified. If that could be incorporated, I know with the pictures that is posted with the listings or like with the postings you guys are posting.
Let me go ahead and check if we could include that. Typically give me one second here.
Okay.
Yes, because for the images, we wouldn't want to edit them, right? Because they are going to take basically the whole steps on the photos. I'm sorry, the entire image, right? So we don't want to focus on that. If you do send in photos, let's say on your own, that have that special mark, you can. But there are other ways that clients are going to know that your account is verified. For example, just by simply typing in, let's say, the services, right, your business is going to show, which will let them know that it is Google verified. But I believe what you're seeing is the actual Google verified campaign, okay? That is also, it works like Google ads, right? But these are more, it's basically call per click when it's Google verified. If it's Google ads, it's more just basically click, right? Well, as soon as they click, it doesn't matter if they call you or not. So it's click per pay. So it's basically it's almost two different programs, right? For Google Verified, it usually has a little check mark. It just says that, a green check mark that says it's verified. If you want to talk to one of our specialists in regards to that program, you can. Mm-hmm. I can actually see if you qualify for it. I believe you said you already have your business license and all the information set, right?
Yes, I do believe I have all of that set to go. And then I guess, am I able to, like, download Facebook and then see, like, what's it called? Would I be able to download Facebook myself and log into that Facebook account, or is it all strictly through Local Splash?
Okay, so could you repeat that one more time? It broke up a little bit.
Okay, no. So I was just basically asking, like, if I were to download Facebook, would I be able to see, like, would I be able to log into my Facebook profile on there, or is it just strictly through Local Splash? I'm just trying to understand how that works.
You should be able to log into the Facebook account, the business Facebook account. You won't be able to get access to the actual ads that are being run, but you are able to log into your Facebook account. You should be able to actually even make changes if you need to. Now, I believe that we might have, Jose, I believe was his name, I'm sorry. Think maybe he had the access to it. Let me see if I can give you the access, actually.
Yeah. Can you change that access to me?
Oh, yeah. So what we would need to do is you would need to send us your Facebook URL for your personal account. So, again, it's just a URL. And then we will send you an invitation. So you could go ahead and just click, you know, accept invitation, and you can go ahead and switch from your personal account to your business account whenever you want to.
Are you able to send me those steps through an email? And so I'm able to attach that. Can you send that to me through an email?
Yes, let me see if I could. Yes, it's going to be titled Facebook Personal Profile Link. And it's going to show you how to do it. It's like two or three steps. And you just copy that. You send it in by text, and I'll have my team send the invitation. It's just a matter of hours after we get that. You will get it as a notification to your personal Facebook account.
Got it. Okay. Sounds great. Then, yeah, if I could just get that email, I'll go ahead and look into that. And then, yeah, I'll give the web designers like 24 hours to see if that changes on my end. And then I'll definitely call back once, I look through everything and if I need to schedule a website, like designer appointment.
Awesome. And just to confirm, because my team is currently working on the issue with the website, right, coming up in Spanish, it's basically just the where it says where it's supposed to say pages, right?
Oh, hold on. Can you give me 1 second, please? Sorry, give me one second. Oh, hello?
Yes, hello. I'm still here.
Okay, sorry about that. I was just doing like the pickup. Okay, sorry. Where were we? You said you were going to send over that email, right, to go ahead and help me.
That's correct. So I said that you should be getting it at any moment now, right? And just before I let you go, we are currently working on the website editor for you.
Okay.
So just to confirm, the website itself is in English. It's just basically the sidebar, right, that needs to be fixed, right, where it says SEO, blog. Yeah, because that's in Spanish, but the website itself, it does show as English.
Yeah, no. So the website itself is in English. So no, what's in Spanish is, like, everything else is in English. The only thing that is in Spanish is, like, the website editor. Like, as soon as I click website editor, that is where it says, like, everything is just in English. So any editing that I want to do to the website is all in Spanish.
I see exactly what you mean. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to let them know. That should definitely be fixed, I would say, within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
I will double-check tomorrow as soon as I come in and give you an update. If needed, I'll send you a text. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, awesome. So expect that email. Again, all you got to do is just copy that link. You can send it by text, and we'll send you the invitation to have access to the Facebook business page.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.